91X News.
It's 4 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. A father charged with the murder of his 3 daughters told the Kingston court today that his children were cruel to him. Mohammed Shafia told the courtroom in Kingston that his family was very liberal. He said that he let his children do whatever they wanted and was not strict on dress code. Shafia, his wife, and son have been charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. Shafia's 3 daughters and first wife of a polygamous marriage were found submerged in a car in the Rideau Canal in 2000. Police say that a man dressed in dark clothes and a balaclava made off with thousands of dollars in Christmas trees and wreaths. The trees were located in Canadian Tire parking lot at the corner of Bank Street and Heron Road in Ottawa. Investigators say the thief broke in at 3:11 a.m. Wednesday and again 1 hour later. He took off with approximately 24 trees and the same number of wreaths. The Canadian Tire has changed its security camera positions to cover larger areas of the parking lot as a result. A right-wing think tank has released a report saying Ontario governments are addicted to giving out so-called corporate welfare. The Fraser Institute says Ontario governments of all political affiliations spent more than $27.7 billion in subsidies to companies between 1991 and 2009. The incident released the report today by Mark Milk, titled Ontario's Corporate Welfare Bill, $27.7 billion. Milk says the amount of subsidies for the most recent year is the equivalent of $424 from each taxpayer. He calculates that the amount of money spent on subsidies could have almost eliminated the Ontario health premium. Milk says other options include reducing personal income taxes, reducing business taxes, or reducing Ontario's annual deficit by $2.7 billion. Iran has shown what it says to be a U.S. stealth drone it claims to have shot down. Linda Albin has more.
Iranian TV is now for the first time showing footage of what appears to be an intact RQ-170, a stealth drone. One military official is seen describing its capabilities, heard here through a translator.
This is a stealth drone. It's radar evading.
What is supposed to be an American flag is displayed in front of the drone, but where stars should be, there are several skulls. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Snow squall warnings and watches are out for parts of northern and central Ontario. Environment Canada has also issued heavy snow flurry warnings for the Niagara Peninsula and the Kingston-Brockville areas. The heaviest accumulations are expected to hit east of Lake Superior. Those areas could get up to 15 centimeters of snow today and another 15 centimeters overnight. Toronto police are preparing an announcement for a reward of information in a homicide investigation. Police will hold a news conference this afternoon to announce the $50,000 reward for information in the murder of Lee Yun Lee. The 61-year-old woman was found stabbed to death at a dry cleaning business in May 2010. Video surveillance was released shortly after her death, but no arrests have been made. That's 91X News to 102. Tim Bearer has sports.
The Los Angeles Angels are loading up. The Angels shocked the baseball world by signing prize slugger Albert Pujols to a 10-year contract worth $250 million earlier on today. Now, reports say C.J. Wilson has agreed to a 5-year deal worth around $75 million with the Halos. No exact numbers have been announced by the team. The 31-year-old Wilson had a record of 16 wins and 7 losses with a 2.94 ERA with the Rangers last season, leading Texas to its second straight World Series. It's a battle of first versus worst in the Empire B Junior C League. The first-place Picton Pirates host the last-place Napanee Raiders tonight. The Pirates have won 4 of the 5 games they have played against the Raiders this season, but the Raiders routed the Pirates by a score of 6-2 when the two teams last played on November 29th. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the PEC Community Center in Picton. It's the Battle of Pennsylvania tonight. The Pittsburgh Penguins will be without captain Sidney Crosby when they travel down the turnpike to face the rival Philadelphia Flyers. The Ottawa Senators will play for the second night in a row as they head to Jersey. The Sens fell by a score of 5-2 at the hands of the Washington Capitals last night. And there are 10 other games in the NHL, including the Vancouver Canucks heading east to Montreal and the Calgary Flames welcome the Avalanche. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X weather. Today, sunny, wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 early the afternoon, high plus 3. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a few wet flurries beginning near midnight. Wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light after midnight and a low of 0. Friday, a few wet flurries ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with 40% chance of flurries. Wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour, late in the evening and a high of plus 2. Right now, it's 4 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.